We'd like to say we're glad to be here this evening. Appreciate all of you able to come. Be in the service tonight. Good to be here. Hope you're glad to be here. Together tonight, we're going to try to stay around this second paragraph more of the church covenant tonight, if we can. We can't, ain't worry too much about that either. Yeah. To be honest with you, been thinking a lot, I don't know, throughout the day about the church and sometimes what the church is used for. And I thought about Hannah. Robbie preached on her the other morning, and I was thinking about Hannah. You know, Hannah, she's going to the man of God. She's going to the house of God because she had a situation. And you know, a lot of times we come that way. We come that way. We come having problems that we need answers. And sometimes those answers don't come quick enough, soon enough, maybe plain enough. But nonetheless, we're seeking. And I thought about Hannah as she came. She had a problem. She couldn't correct. She had a problem, a situation that she couldn't. You say, preacher, does that got anything to do with church? It's got all to do with the church. They was, when Solomon built the temple over there, in the house of the Lord, and he wanted the Lord's name to be put in it, on it. He wanted the Lord, in other words, to sanctified, say that he'd put his name there. And the Lord did. And people brought their problems. They brought their situations. They brought them to the house of God. You know, it's wonderful when we can leave the house of God with the answer. Isn't it? It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing when you can come and lay your petition down and leave knowing that the Lord has heard your prayer. Now it doesn't have to be at the house of God, but this it's where people bring things. It is. We talk about I guess a lot of different things. And it is. When we come, it's supposed to be a worship service. We come for that. But the truth of it is, these people that's hurting, these people that's really hurting, these people that's facing things that it might not be nothing to you, but it might be a mountain unto them. It might be a giant. And it ain't everybody that can fight a giant. It's proven. It's just, it's a proven fact. When you read and go throughout the scriptures, it's just like David and Goliath. They was war. They was warriors. They was men of war that would not stand in the midst of that giant. Would not. They is noted for battle. They is noted for that. They is noted, my friend, for that part of their life. And they wouldn't fight. They wouldn't fight. I believe the Bible says that they had been dismayed for 40 days. 40 days that giant had presented himself and just said, send me a man. They wouldn't want to go. Not the first one. Now, we might think, I go back, I look at things maybe a little different sometimes. Gideon was going to go out and fight that of the Midianites over there, and he had 32,000 men and probably felt like he could probably do something with 32,000. I'm just talking. I'm just giving you what I got, and then I'll get in further if I can. But there's Gideon had the 32,000, and the Lord told him, he said, you tell them that's fearful and afraid to go back. Go back. Well, 22,000 of them went back. 22,000 went back. Now the Lord told him, he said, you still got too many. He said, you carry them to the brook. He said, I'll try them there. I'll prove them. And he did. And he wound up with 300. Not many to go out to battle. But the Lord being in the matter, my friend, I want you to get this. We might think sometimes bad about the 22,000 and the 9,700 that the Lord separated over there. We might think bad of them. But if we're a body, or that of a church, my friend, we gonna help them. Well, preacher, wasn't with 300. There's 300 on the line, and they didn't have nothing to fight with, did they? Had a trumpet, had a pitcher, and they had a light, did they not? Think about it. It ain't all the great things that we can do, folks. But it is what he can do. And the fact of it is, he needs us to do that too. He needs somebody to stand up against the giant. Don't he? In David's case, you might say, preacher, David was a youth. He most certainly was, but God used him. Don't. Bible says, even talking about Timothy, Paul told him, he said, let no man despise thy youth. Brethren, you can't count out the young ones out of the church. You can't do it today. They might be a lot of things that I don't like how things is going, and maybe how things are shaping up and how people look at a lot of things, but brethren, the church has still got the power of God. Without it, we're not a church. Woo! We got no strength. It takes depending on God. Does it not? Now bring. I thought this going to be the craziest thing that they've ever heard. But brethren, bring your problems. Bring your situations. Brethren, to the Bible. Let's see if the body can get an answer for you. David had something. He did. He had something more than cheeses and crackers. Yes, he did. Brother, that's all Jesse sent him with. You know why? That's all Jesse could do for him. But brethren, he got down there, he heard some things. He heard some things that disturbed him. He didn't wait for the king to say something. Brethren, he brought it out. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Did he not? Woo! Brethren, identified where the problem was this morning. Sometimes we need to identify the problem. Do you know that? They is dismayed, were they not? The whole host of them. I'll get back to Gideon in a minute. I will. Brethren, they was multitudes of warriors over. Jesse was concerned about the battle, and he sent David down there to find out what was going on, my friend. Brother, there wasn't no battle. Giant come out and presented himself. Didn't nobody show up, and they just mulled around, didn't they? Then old David got down there and he started stirring up some things, and his brothers even said, "You're just full of mischief. You're just down here to stir up something." Brethren, he was more of a warrior than they were at that time. You know, there's a lot of times that I'm scattered, and I know I am. I can't help it. Brother Timothy was going to face some things. You say, "Preacher, you're just all over the place. I can't help it." Brother Timothy was going to face some things in life that Paul, my friend, tried to help him with before he ever got there. You know how it is. Have you ever trained anybody? I went to work. I don't care. I went to work at the pallet company. We was having a few problems here and there. We're sitting talking one day, and he asked me, he said, "Randy, what do you think?" I said, "Well, you ain't got nobody training nobody." I said, "We bring them in, we put them on the job." And I said, we expect great things out of them. "Oh, but so-and-so's supposed to train them." I said, "This is training." I said, "This is your trainer. Do that. Do this. Do that. Gone." That's training now. "Well, preacher, I told them what to do. I showed them what to do." Do you know why? Do you know why David, my friend, could fight that battle? He'd already fought a bear and a lion. Brother, and God brought him to it. I'm going to tell you something. If the Lord ever delivers you, my friend, you never will forget it. No, you won't. And the truth of it is, you'll expect him to deliver you again. Glory, thanks be to God. Hallelujah. You are to expect it. Shouldn't you? Shouldn't you? Hallelujah! Woo! preacher, there's something wrong with you. I thought, my friend, just coming along the way, I've had a few minutes between me and the Lord. And I'm glad He don't give me everything. I'm glad He don't. I'm glad He don't. Thank God just let me get out of control. Stay between the ditches long enough to get here. Yes, sir. Certain people watched me drive up through here that had me locked up. Sometimes. Not all the time. But sometimes. But they, the company of warriors, and Saul. Preacher, Saul was he had some wartime under his belt. He sure did. You never do read where he went out there in front of the giant. Did he? Largest man that Israel had was the king. Well, preacher, you don't want to send the king out there. He's the king. If he had what David had, he'd have went. You know that? So we sent a runt out there. Runt. That's what they call. Runt. He was a ruddy. Bible says he's a ruddy. Fair to look on. But he was a youth. It would have been silly. Now I'm going to be honest with you. Just honest, I know how to be. Even though David was a youth, it don't say what kind of stature he had, but I'm going to say he must have been a little bulky. Preacher, I don't know about that. Why, the armor that Saul would have given him, it could have fit him somehow. It'd been silly to give it to him and it just swallow him whole, wouldn't it? You wouldn't have done that. All it done just weighed him down. He wasn't worried about wearing that armor. He said, I ain't proved it. Brethren, there's something that David had proved. Had he not? Glory, hallelujah! Brethren, we need to let the Spirit of God rule our life tonight. In every aspect. Yes, we do. On-job training is what most folks get. OJT. What most folks get. There's some companies that put a lot into training. There's some companies, my friend, they're so far behind in production they ain't got time to train. Find somebody fit. It's a fact. Now I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm going to tell you something, and you've seen it right here at Mountain View. Brethren, them 22,000 that went back that was fearful and afraid. Brethren, the Bible says when that Gideon overran that of the Midianites and they got all the spoil, they brought it back and distributed to the 22,000. Glory, thanks be to God. We're all in this thing together. We ought to be. We're a church, ain't we? Had a man tell me, some of you may know, may not. I drive vehicles just every now and again. Not all the time. But I got this old boy that goes with me sometimes because we'll take one, we have to leave it and got no way back. Anyway, he'll go and he's full of questions, which is a good thing. I don't mind it. I just let him talk. But I can remember, I went somewhere today and I wrote, it's amazing to me how big and large some of these churches are. How large they are. And I just thought, shingle. All they got's a name. When you go to the doctors and you got certain things going on, you know what the doctor says? We're going to have to refer you to a specialist. Is that not right? To a specialist. And we like words, my friend. Like, well, he's the best one. In the southeast. I had a little knee surgery last year. And this therapist sat down with me. I don't know. I told you, I don't know tonight. It's just going to be one of them. I ain't going to worry too much about it. I can't help it. You know, there's something in this paragraph that is pretty good. It really is. I don't know what you call it. Some of you young folks, I get a good vibe out of it just reading it. There's something to me, Bruce. Had a man tell me years ago, he was a member of one of these, what they call mega churches. I asked him one day, I said, well, just how is it? I said, what? How is it? I'm a little curious. He said, oh, you know, he said, you don't know anybody. He said, there's normally groups. I said, yeah, I can about figure it out. He said, they're anywhere from 15 to 25. He said, and that's the way it is throughout the whole body. He said, I couldn't tell you what that is going on down there, and I couldn't tell you what's going on here. He said, I'm not in that group. Now, I just thought, now that ain't much of a body, is it? That ain't much of a body. The church is a body. I'll promise you one thing, that Hannah had a situation that she took to the Lord. And folks, when she come home, she didn't have a situation. Did she? She had an answer. You know, sometimes we ought to take the answer that God's give us and just develop and work on the answer. Preacher, I don't know. I don't know about that. Well, you try it. You try it. See what the Lord gives you. And what the Lord gives you, then take it. That's what she done. Hannah could not fix her problem. Elkanah, her husband, could not fix her problem. Couldn't. But brethren, she took it to the Lord. Is that not right? It's amazing how the Lord works it. You I don't know. Look back. When you look back, hindsight, they say it's 20/20. It's wonderful what the Lord can do. Now, I heard a verse of Scripture on the way up here also that it's in the book of Romans, I believe it is, the 8th chapter. And it talks about how that, I might just or read it to you. How all things work together for the good, of the Lord. For the good. I'm going to read it to you. It's worth reading. Now you, I don't know about you. I can't say a whole lot about you. I'm full of questions. I've always been full of questions. I read the Scripture, my friend. I have questions. It's me. I've always been that way. I don't know, but I just always looked at the Scripture, and you say, preacher, you ought not question. Well, I can't find that written in the Word. Now, I know the difference. I know what faith and all that. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now it says it works for good. Question? Anybody got a question? Think about it. Do you have a question? Well, preacher, we ain't in a good place. Don't mean it can't work for good. Number one, folks, it don't mean that you gonna understand what the good is. We all face things. We all have things that we wonder. That we wonder. Preacher, you just all over the place tonight. I told you I was going to be. Nothing I can do about it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I'm not going to fight it. Thank God. I'm not going to fight it. Brother Thurman asked me. He'd asked me quite often. He was running a revival down at Stoner Chapel Baptist Church. I wasn't there. Probably happened about the same time I got saved, pretty close. But he had asked me quite often, he said, Randy, he said, is that old boy got out of that hole still down there? I said, I don't know, I'll have to check. I said, who was it? And he said, well, I can't remember his name. So I got to inquiring who he is talking about. He said one night he was preaching, and he said there's a fella got out from about three quarters of the way church, said he got out, headed to the altar, and said he didn't make it. Said he just fell right in the highway. He said, I never will forget what he was praying. He said, that man was praying, Lord, get me out of this hole. Lord, get me out of this hole. Folks, I want you to know, God's still able to deliver no matter what the situation. You may not have your answers, but I can tell you tonight, and in more than one way that helps on the way. Helps on the way. You know what makes this body a good church? Read your covenant. Study your covenant. This second paragraph, my friend, it ought to make you shout. It ought to thank God do something to you. And you ought to be proud, my friend, to be under such a covenant. An agreement. Brethren, I'm glad I'm under the new covenant, ain't you? I'm glad I'm under the New Testament covenant. The new covenant. The covenant that Jesus brought into this world. Brethren, that of the blood that He didn't spill it, but He shed it for me and you. Glory, hallelujah! I wouldn't care if the Lord wanted me to preach on the blood every time I come. Think about it. Brethren, it'll wash away sin. And it will when that blood's applied. So, I'm glad of one thing tonight. I am. I'm glad of one thing. That I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid, my friend, to just move when God says move. Woo! Brother, I can shout the house down. Yes, sir. Preacher, you said you was going to do this and you was going to do that. We'll get there. We will. We'll get there. It just might not be like I want to do it. Woo! That might be a good thing. So, all being said and done, does not the Scripture say, bring your cares unto Him? Huh? For the Lord careth for you. Too simple, ain't it? I was told about a couple of years ago, was teaching a little down at Plainview. There's a preacher, he got to come and he told me one night, he said, Randy, he said, I don't see how. He said, I couldn't do it. He said, you just keep it simple. I said, well, it ain't hard. Is it? Oh, preacher, ate a lot of things in there I don't understand. You know what? My wife gets on me. We got things around there. She's not a, and I'm not either, and they don't get me wrong. There's a lot of things I can't do in this modern world. But if I purchase something, my friend, that's got a little intelligence to it, you know what I do? I keep all the manuals. Well, what do you do that for? I'm going to tell you, because I actually took out a manual today. I might not know how it works, but I can figure it out if that manual is right. If what's written right there is right, my friend, it will work. Do you know that? Preacher, you done went from electronic to the Bible. That's what confuses a lot of folks. Hey, some folks just tech savvy and all this mess. I ain't planning on getting into it, but I can tell you one thing. I know how it works. I finally got me a smartphone. My daughters just kept on till I I did. I got one. What they don't understand is I don't want a piece of something that I can't use till its fullest ability. Huh? Why in the world purchase something if you ain't going to use it? Why get a hold of something? My friend Kathy, she's about half mad at me right now. But, I like the idea that I can pull my phone out and hit a button or two and I can change my temperature down to house. I might not going to be there 2 or 3 days. I like that. Yeah. When I first got the crazy thing, I couldn't do that. But you know what? They come with a little pamphlet. And in that pamphlet, if you'll read it, it'll tell you how that thing works. And they even got it where you can throw the pamphlet away and just pull it up. Read the manual. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Get to reading. Right there it is. Right there it is. Preacher, it don't work that way. I'm going to tell you folks something, and you may not have it. When I really figured out the Lord was dealing with me, I was a Sunday school teacher. And when I really figured out what the Lord was dealing with me about, I quit reading that right there. I quit reading it. Preacher, you didn't read your Sunday school. I didn't study. I didn't do nothing. You know what I thought? I thought, if I don't know nothing about it, ain't no way I can preach it. He ain't going to call me. That's what I thought. That's what Randy thought. That's how Randy handled things. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't know anything. I would to God I knowed something. I would to God that I knowed what all going on in here. But I can tell you one thing. When I give it up, just to be willing, Lord, if that's what you want, I'll be willing. I'm going to tell you what I done. Folks, I got in that right there. That right there. Now, I've read a few things other than this, but it's very few. Very few. I don't know whether that's hurt me or helped me or what, but I can tell you, my friend, when old Randy and the Lord figures it out, my friend, I don't have to ask somebody. I don't have to go to Matthew Henry, my friend, and look it back up and say, zoop, zoop, zoop. I don't have to, Leroy, because it's in the manual. It's in the book. Brethren, you don't think it works? Get to reading it. Brethren, apply it. Folks, it'll change your lifestyle. Yes, I said it, your lifestyle. It will change it. I'm proud to be a church member. Ain't you? I am. Doesn't matter where you're a member. A lot of folks, I'll say this, I can't help it. Folks got their own thing about it, but I wondered, my friend, call. A lot of folks call for their letter, and I just thought, well, you want to be a member of a box? Huh? You want to be a member of a safe? Got it in safety? Brethren, why not put it to work? Brethren, I know people have to figure out things, but brethren, you'll read the manual. Thank God and live by it. It'll work tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Woo! Woo! I'm glad it works. I ain't built but one motor in my life, and I'm talking about an automobile. I'd been around them. I'd worked on them. But I'd never had. Just broke one down and put it back. Years ago, matter of fact, I still got them. But years ago, when they had manuals on automobiles and how to work on them, them rascals are about that thick. And they only cover certain years. I've got them. I've got some. When I started on that motor, I'm going to tell you what I done. I went and got one of them books. I did. I got it, and I laid it out, and I began to read. And I began to intake. You know why this right here don't work for a lot of folks? They don't ever intake it. Huh? Absorb. You can lay on it, sleep on it. My friend, all you want to, it ain't gonna help you one bit. But when you read, my friend, you need to read with the understanding. God will help you. Do you know that? God will help you. It don't happen all the time, but sometimes I get to reading in that thing and I can't put her down. It just continues. And you get to wondering why you're reading. Well, why can't you retain all this? I used to think I could, Danny. But it don't happen. I can read it and I may really get something out of it. And the next day, can't even pull it up. Huh? You see, on the computer. Can't pull it up. Won't come back, Mike. Well, Lord, and I've often took this. Folks, I don't know where it works that way for you, but I'm just going to be honest with you. When it does, absorb all you can. Read all you can. Had a man to ask me, and this been years ago, and he said, Randy, I get to reading it, and he said, next thing I know, I'm asleep. I said, well, what do you do when you wake up? He said, I go to bed. I said, that's your problem. I told him. You say, preacher, why is that? That first hour might be just a looking here and there and searching here and there. But, brother, you let it get nailed down. Now, about that second hour, son, she gets to rolling. Huh? Yes, sir. A lot of folks are sleeping when things could be rolling. That's right. Goes back, folks. I can't help it. Goes back to that little word, engage. Yes, it does. Engage. We engage, therefore. That ain't all it says. By the aid of the Holy Spirit. Brethren, if we're operating outside of the aid of the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to get the bottom line. You ain't going to do it. It'll work. It'll work. Tore that motor down, put her back together, put a couple of three things on it that wasn't on it. I wanted some things. I put a 300 variation no name cam in it. Didn't have four barrel on it, and I put a four barrel. Dual line Holley. Yes, sir. I wanted it. It's what I wanted. Brethren, I wanted it when it cranked to purr like a kitten and just sit there in a loop. Preacher, you... I'm going to tell you something, folks, in the automotive industry, they ain't nothing that sounds like a V8. Nothing! Care where it's a Ford or a Chevrolet. preacher, I ain't getting into automotive. But honestly, preacher, I wished I could get a hold of what's in this book. Well, folks, you're going to have to do some digging. And when you dig, you're going to have to let some things soak in. Woo! Wished I could shout. Preacher, you're just beside yourself. Maybe I am. Brethren, don't bother me. Thank God I'm enjoying every bit of it. Woo! Woo! I do. I wished I could shout. Preacher, it ain't that good. It can be. It can be, folks. This ain't something new. Thank the good Lord. Thank the good Lord. Amen. Listen, sometimes, folks, we don't get to the sweetness. We go through a lot of the turmoil and we just think it's all turmoil and there ain't no sweet out there. You just keep digging. Just keep digging. Every now and again, you want something sweet. Sometimes around the house, I have to make my own sweetness. Do you know that? Brethren, the Bible says in one place that David encouraged himself. Did he not? Encouraged himself in the Lord. Sometimes you just gotta do it, folks. My grandmother and my mother both made, when we was growing up, made tea cakes. We call them tea cakes. I love them things. I could eat them. And as I've grown older, I still love tea cakes. My wife ain't never cooked me no tea cakes. She's a good cook, don't get me wrong. She cooks a lot of different things. Tea cakes just don't appeal to her. Every now and again, I'll get the old book down. Yes, sir. And I'll look up that old tea cake recipe. Yes, sir. And I'll get me a bowl. And here we go. Glory, hallelujah! I'm going to tell you something, folks. I don't cook one tea cake out of it. Yeah. Not the first one. And I don't eat any of it the day I fix it. No, sir. Now I'll put her in that fridge. Brother, when I get to wanting a tea cake, I'll go in there and start an old spoon or a fork, either one. Just start digging a little out. Preacher, you don't cook them? No, I eat it. Huh? I don't care to tell you, I eat it. Thank God there ain't nothing like it. Nothing. It satisfies my desire for a tea cake. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Preacher, it ain't got nothing to do with this. It most certainly does. It most certainly does. There's times, my friend, that there's something that rolls by. Rolls by. Just starts rolling. And you know what? I don't have to ask somebody where it's at. I go get that thing right there and I start looking. Huh? In places that I think I know where it's at. Sometimes I can't find it. Sometimes. I got one of them old thick strongs. It's about that thick. Pull it over. Pull one word up. Just start looking. After a while, I find him. He's in there. Well, preacher, if the Lord's so good about giving you this and that, why don't he just give you right where it's at? He don't want me to find it right off the bat. Sometimes I ain't had to look for nothing. It'd get on me. I'd go in there and open the book, and there it was. Huh? I didn't look that day. That's red. Yes, sir, red. But sometimes, Bruce, when I'm browsing and looking through that thing, you know what happens? Something else comes. Huh? There's more in there than what you're just thinking about. Do you know that? There is. There's more in there. Folks, it's got to be dug. It's got to be blended. It's got to be put together just like a cake, my friend. Get all the ingredients. Yes, sir. I've got the reading over here and reading over here. I told you I've had questions. Romans 8:28, I've questioned that verse. Personally, question it. Well, preacher, you'll just believe it. I believed it too, but I still question it. How many times the Lord got to prove to me Romans 8:28 is the truth? I don't think he's got the answer for that. You know why? Because Randy still comes back and gets to thinking. Well, this something ain't right here. Something don't look right about this. You can't make me believe, my friend, what I'm going through is working for the good, my friend. Tell on me. Brethren, you don't have to ask the question. Thank God I've asked him more than one time tonight. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I don't think. Kathy has questions. She has a lot of questions about our son, my friend, and why he left this world. She has a lot of questions. And most of her questions, I don't have the answer. And if I had one, it wouldn't satisfy her. You hear me? You hear me? There's some things. Now, I don't run around questioning, my friend, why things like that happen. I don't, but I have questioned the Lord. I have. I've questioned the Lord with Romans 8:28 for the good. Where's the good? Where's the good? Where's the good? You say, preacher, you ought not preach that to us. Well, I'm not going to lie to you tonight. Brethren, I ain't got all the answers. I get some calmness and I get some comfort. I do. By reading that word right there. That word right there. A lot of folks get their comfort from other places. I can't help that. Brethren, if I get any comfort, it comes from right there. That's me. It's been my life. It is my life. Steve, when I leave this world, thank God, I've known just a little bit about him. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I used to question some things that I don't question no more. I'm honest. Lord, why didn't people have to go through that? Lord, them some of the best people I know. Them folks, my friend, Lord, they need help going through that. I've asked questions down through the years. I don't ask questions like that anymore. I don't. I'm honest. Had a preacher that asked me one night, he said, Reckon, this is an older preacher. Actually, my oldest pastor when I got saved. Y'all know him. He's preached up here. He's dead and gone. He said, Randy, why? Why is that? We was talking about a certain thing. He said, why is that? Tell me. He's a lot older than I was. I said, Colin, you know more about that than I do. Exactly what I told him. I said, I don't know. All I can tell you, my friends, is what that word says. You know what? When it's all said and done, folks, it's going to be by that word. It is. It's going to be by that word. I'm not ashamed of what I've left with you tonight. I'm not going to apologize. I ain't got around to nothing on the covenant tonight. It might take us a month of Sundays to get there. That's okay. That's okay, folks. I really do. I hope you've got something out of the service tonight. I have. After a while, they took David to Saul. And he told him, he said, you're just a youth, ruddy looking boy. He said, take my armor. And they told him he hadn't proved it, didn't he? Bible said that he went down to the stream, to the brook, to the creek. And he pulled him out 5 smooth stones. Can I tell you something? I thought here a while back, I don't think I preached on them, but I wanted to. I come this way more than once, my friend, wanting to preach about them 5 smooth stones. I don't reckon I ever did. If I did, I done forgot it. It don't matter. Huh? But it's still there. 5 smooth stones. I believe every one of them was usable. Don't you? Every one of them. Huh? There ought to be something in our pouch, my friend, that's usable. Do you know that? That's just not weighting us down. Just not taking up room, but useful. Huh? Preacher, he only used one. That left him 4, didn't he? Huh? There's a lot of things been said about them 4. They have. And I don't doubt about anything that I've heard about them 4, but I ain't got the answer yet. But I want you to know there was 5 usable stones. I believe they're fairly close in diameter and thickness. It wasn't David's first stone. Woo! Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! He kept the sheep over there, but thank God he learned some things. Did he not? Yes, sir. I got a hug. Good to be here. Conference night?
Songs or records. Is it too much? Is it not enough? Is it going the way it's supposed to go?
I understand.
But the other week I asked Case if he had a song, and he didn't have one. But before it was over with, he decided he had one. Well, the one he had turned a creature loose on what he felt he had, but he wasn't sure.
Yeah.
This ain't to turn you loose. You done been turned loose, but this might be for somebody. I don't know.
Go ahead.
But we come down from there. I had a Case on the back, and we both knew that that was needed.
Yep.
And it confirmed some things for him, and it confirmed some things for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just good. To hear the preacher acknowledge that he needed that.
Amen.
Anyway, like I said, probably should have done it before we come down. And the storms of life are raging. Stand by me.
Yep.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Yep.
When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, Thou who ruleth wind and water, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. When the host of hell assail, and my strength begins to fail, Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Bless you.
In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, Thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. When my foes in battle array,
That's your problem.
All in favor, let them say an aye.
Aye.
All opposed by nay. Ayes have it. So we're going to make a conference. So we'd like to be here again tonight. We appreciate each and everything you've been said and done. I do. I really do. I really do. We'll stand to our feet.
Brother Steve, you can do it, yes, ma'am. Our precious Heavenly Father, we're thankful, Lord, for another opportunity to gather back at your house tonight. We're thankful, Lord, for the sweet spirit that we felt here around about this place. So we thank you for the song service. Thank you, Lord, for a humble pastor and the message that he brought us. Lord, I'm so thankful that you've been so good to us. We pray that you watch.